Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Activity Quest, the podcast that will make your summer epic. Every episode of Activity Quest is packed with stuff to do. In this one, Dan visits an iconic London landmark and takes a dangerous stroll across a rather perilous sounding platform. I chat to Roz, she runs the Essex Book Festival, and we're finding out what's on there and how you can get involved. We've got events from across the country that you can do, and Sutty, Sweep and Sue are here, and they're setting you a challenge to complete this summer. Now, if you're new here, hello, welcome aboard. Episodes of Activity Quest always start with a Fun Kids presenter getting out and about and discovering what is happening near you. Now, this week, Dan is at Tower Bridge. It's the iconic suspension bridge that opens in the middle to let large boats through. And it's open to the public.
I'm pretty nervous about this week's activity. I am stood right next to the River Thames running through the middle of London. To the east, looking at the magnificent Tower Bridge, one of the most famous landmarks in London's history, really. These two huge columns standing either side of the river, with a bridge that's used by thousands of cars and people and buses every single day. And when a boat needs to come through, if it's big enough, they have to stop everything. They have to open the bridge right from the middle. And I'm feeling nervous, because I'm not that good with heights. And I'm told I'm going to the very top to check out their fantastic skywalk, they tell me. It's a skywalk walking along a glass bottom. And I'll step foot on it, having to trust that it'll hold me, having to trust that it's going to work. Otherwise, it's 42 metres to the River Thames below. I think I might need every single bit of toughness that's in my body for this one. So let's crack on. Wish me luck. Laura. Hello.
Hello.
First place Laura took me was into the engine room, looking at these two steam train looking barrels. These were the things that powered the bridge, that boiled the oil now to give it the pressure to move the hydraulics, which lifted the boat up and down.
So if you've ever used a water pistol, it's the same kind of process. So you have a chamber full of water, and when you squeeze the trigger, that pressurizes the water to shoot out.
So you press it down with a lot of force and that lifts it, and it's the same kind of thing inside this bridge.
And this is where it starts. So you've got in front of us two boilers. They would be stoked with coal. Surrounding these two coal furnaces would be water. So the coal's heating the water to generate steam. That steam is going to be the power to move the engine. So it's going to be the energy for the steam pump engine. That steam pump engine then pumps water to raise two heavy weights, and that's stored energy, a bit like a battery. And when they wanted a bridge lift, they dropped the two weights to pressurize that water like the water pistol, pushing that water through pipes all along the bridge, eventually reaching the engines and turning the cogs, which help the bridge driver raise the bridge.
You mentioned that the bridge opens up right in the middle. Now, this has always been the most mind-blowing thing for me. Thousands of cars, thousands of people come over here every single day. How do they stop people? How do they open this up to let boats pass?
So we do have a procedure. So you have a big alarm first that will go off, and that will signal to the pedestrians and the road traffic that there will be a bridge lift imminently. We've got our bridge crew as well. So we've got the maintenance crew, the workers, and they'll be on site to stop pedestrians from coming. There are large blue gates that swing and lock shut, which is a lot different to when Tower Bridge first opened. There would just be a gateman and he would just put a chain across. He would ring just a big bell. So it was probably a lot tougher for him back in the day. We got a lot more help with the road traffic being stopped. So the bridge driver, he will turn traffic lights to red, sound the alarm, and we've got crew on site that are going to stop those people from walking over and stop the cars from driving over as well.
Then moving through the tower, we stepped out on top of the bridge. Still with cars all around us, it was noisy, it was loud, it was bumpy and windy, and took a lift right to the top. Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'm pretty terrified of heights, and I know that we're finishing...
Yeah.
On a glass floor, staring down at somewhere 42 metres below. Just let me know a little bit, prepare me for what I'm in for.
So you are going to be 42 metres above the roadway, and you're going to be walking on the walkways. So these walkways would have been designed to ease the pedestrian traffic of London Bridge. So Tower Bridge used to open 40 to 50 times a day.
It's bustling, it's busy, there's a lot going on.
So to ease that pedestrian traffic, the walkways, and where we're going to be going, it was designed to ease that. So we can take the lift or the stairs if you want to brave the 206 stairs it takes to get to the top. And there is the wooden floor as well as the glass floor. So if you feel a bit shaky, don't worry, you don't have to stand on it. It's very safe, everything's enclosed, and the glass floor can withstand 6 tons of weight. So each panel holds a ton, so I think we'll be good.
I mean, I've eaten a lot over lockdown, but six tons. I think 6 tons.
Yeah, I think we'll be fine.
Metres up, a stretch of clear glass that you have to step on. It's a walk of faith, a proper trust exercise to lift your leg up, to plonk your foot down, and hopefully that glass is going to take you. Still a little bit hairy, still a little bit scary, but absolutely brilliant. So here we go. I said I was terrified of heights, and look, Laura, you told me earlier that this takes 6 tons.
Yes. So you can see in front of you, you've got 6 panels of glass. Each panel can hold 1 ton of weight. There's 7 layers of glass, so it's perfectly safe. It's specially designed glass. It's not like the glass you have your windows at home. And the top layer is unfortunately named the sacrificial layer, but that is to take all the scratches and the hard bumps. So if it ever did crack, we just replace the top layer and the layers underneath are still protected.
So you've just told me that. The sacrificial layer, the... We did noises all around us, creaks and groans. 7 panels of glass, each can take a ton each. Loads of different... Sorry, 6 panes of glass, all can take a ton each. We got 7 different layers in there. And yet, even though you told me that, why is it still so terrifying?
I think because you can see the roadway. You've got the motion of the cars one way, the river flowing another. You can see people walking around, and then you're high up as well. So it's all a bit of mind over matter. If you can get yourself to believe that it's not going to crack, which it won't.
You first. Yeah, there we go. So
the reason...
I tell you what's crazy about it is that you kind of put your leg down thinking it's going to drop. I know I'm walking literally right next to the edge. Oh, did it! That was absolutely terrifying, by the way. I was taken right to the very top of both of the towers, either side of the bridge that lifts from the middle. And you got to see the statues of the workmen who got paid pretty well to make the very top of the tower, to put in all the rivets that would make it strong enough so it could hold all the cars, all the people, and still lift itself up to let some boats through. And that was it. After a terrifying but fantastic skywalk, a proper walk of faith, my time at the Tower Bridge was done. I had a brilliant day out. It's absolutely, stick it on your checklist for things that you need to do if you're ever in the city. It's a fantastic day out. It doesn't take all day, so you can fit it around everything else that you're doing, but you get to learn so much about one of London's most famous landmarks. The tours are brilliant as well. They absolutely know their stuff, all of the tour guides. Laura was fantastic. She really ran me through the history of this incredible feat of engineering. And when I was absolutely panicking before stepping on the Skywalk, she really calmed me down. She let me know that I was absolutely going to be fine, that it could more than take my weight. It could take the weight of about 1,000 of me. So I felt safe. Still a little bit hairy, still a little bit nervy, but absolutely safe. It was a brilliant day out at Tower Bridge.
Big thank you to Dan. I'm not too sure I'd quite fancy that glass bridge, though. Rather them than me. Towerbridge.org.uk is the place to go to find out more. You can enjoy a 90-minute guided tour of Tower Bridge led by one of their experts. A family ticket, that is two adults and two children, is £27 if you're nearby and a resident. Entry is just a quid. Bargain. Remember, whatever you do, whether it's visiting an iconic landmark or something else entirely, we want to know all about it. You can leave us a 5-star review wherever it is you're listening to this, or get in touch at funkidslive.com/activityquest. It's especially important this summer because we want to know what you're up to, no matter where you are or what you're doing. Funkidslive.com/activityquest is the place to get in touch with us. Tell us about your trip out, something near you, or just a cool thing that you reckon we might quite like. All right, here's what else is happening across the UK.
Kids Fest is like Glastonbury for kids, except it's happening every day of the summer holidays. It's all happening at Lee Valley Farm Parks in Essex. You can enjoy a boogie at the main stage with music and entertainment. Get your festival sparkle on at their DIY glitter station. Discover prehistoric dinosaurs. Have fun with walkabout entertainment. Dig for fossils. Watch falconry and critter displays. Plus, there are bouncy castles too. That's an awful lot of stuff. It's on now until the end of the summer holidays at leevalleyfarm.co.uk to find out more. And have you ever wanted to play your favourite video games on a cinema screen? Yes, please. Well, now's your chance. Big Screen Gaming is happening at the Science and Media Museum in Bradford every Wednesday and weekend this summer. Team up, choose from a selection of great games and play together from titles including Fortnite, Portal, Worms and many more. Tickets are £12, that's for a group of 6 people for a 30-minute session. scienceandmediamuseum.org.uk to find out more. And Dan and Bex are live on stage in London this summer, Friday, August 27th and Saturday the 28th. They're putting on shows Bookworms Live, which is all about stories that we love and authors that inspire us, and Science Weekly Live, packed with cool experiments and daring stunts. Those two shows are happening as part of the Underbelly Festival in London. Underbellyfestival.com is the place to book. Plus, the latest issue of BBC Match of the Day magazine is transfer crazy. That's right, the Euros are done and dusted, so the UK's best-selling footy mag have packed their pages with juicy gossip and mega money deals, including the inside story of Jadon Sancho's £73 million move to Man United. That's not all. There's an awesome new season quiz to get stuck into, 20 Tekkers challenges to boss, and a 16-page skills book sample for every reader. Become a part of the BBC Match of the Day magazine squad and bag this awesome issue. It's out on Wednesday.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember to check before you travel and book in advance where you can. And whatever you do, tell them Activity Quest sent you! Now, we can't forget one of the biggest events ever happening right now. It is the Olympics, of course, being held in Tokyo this year. We've made some really cool Olympic-themed trackers and printables and loads more. First up, the Olympic Tokyo Tracker. It lets you tick the sports that you've seen on the TV and lets you mark the ones that you might want to try yourself as well. Then there's the schedule. Our fun kids boffins have worked out when all of the events and the medal ceremonies are taking place, and they've put them on a giant poster. If you want to download them, head to funkidslive.com to find out more and print them out, look at them on your phone, or just follow along the action with us. All right, are you ready for this next bit? We've been asking famous people to set you a challenge every week this summer, and this week, it's none other than my old favourites, my old pals, Sooty, Sweep and Sue.
The Fun Kids Summer Challenge.
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. This is Richard, Sooty, Sweep and Sue.
Hello, everybody.
From the Sooty Show, and we're here with the Fun Kids Summer Challenge. Now, this is where we challenge you to do something crazy. And Sooty's challenge is to make a kitchen band. Now, what that means is... What that means is you have to get pots and pans from the kitchen and make your own drum kit like this. You're going to be very popular with the neighbours. That's our summer challenge. Now, don't forget, you can check out the Sooty Show live and also see our brand new YouTube channel. We'll see you very soon. Have fun with Fun Kids. Bye-bye, everybody.
Oh, big thank you to the team there. You can video yourself playing your own kitchen drum set and send it into us if you like. Go to funkidslive.com/activityquest and we'll play it in next week's episode. I want a cacophony of drums, please. But if you are after something a little more quiet, but still fun, I caught up with Roz. Now, she's one of the people that runs the Essex Bookfest, which is happening right now.
Hi, Bex. Hello. I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm very good, thanks. But I feel like you must be very busy at the moment because you are helping to put together a whole festival for the area of Essex. And it's not just for kids, it's for adults as well. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, it's very much for everyone. We pride ourselves on being the festival that reaches the places other festivals don't reach. So, you know, even in this most challenging of times, we've got events taking place in 40 venues across Essex and for all ages and abilities. And that's what we're about.
Yeah, I've been on your website. It looks absolutely massive because it's also, you're running it over quite a long timeline as well. And you're doing it online and in person.
Yeah, we are. Normally the festival runs for a month and it's in March and mostly indoors, but that was never going to happen this year. So we've extended to run for 3 months just for this year, I hasten to add. And yeah, using very different venues across the county. I mean, we are adventurous anyway. We do things in, you know, Kelvedon Hatch secret nuclear bunker and on Harwich light ships. We did something in the swimming pool last year for families, an underwater event. So wow. You know, we always get to different places. But yeah, this year the onus was very much on exploring family spaces. So here we are.
Now, it does look pretty amazing this year. Can you tell us and our listeners what we would have to look forward to if we came down to Essex?
We're very much focused on the final weekend because I was really keen to have one big day where everyone could sort of, I don't know, let their hair down and celebrate. And I thought that possibly the last day of the festival was the best option in the current circumstances. So we've got lots of author events taking place, and we've got some children's events within that. But the really big day for family activities is the 29th of August, which is the Sunday bank holiday. And we're going to the home of the Knights Templar at Cressing Temple Barns, which is a fabulous venue. We've never done anything there before. And it's extremely easy to get to and free to get into, lots of free events and a few ticketed events. So that's the one I would put in the diary, I think.
Okay, because I was reading on the line and you seem to have lots of different events going on. You've got yoga, you've got sun printing, you've got something called the Animalympics. When is that happening?
Well, that's all of those things are happening on the 29th. And it's happening between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. There's too many things to do in one day, which I think is perfect. And it's always good to leave people wanting a little bit. We've got some ticketed events, which it's £4 per session for children and adults are free. So we've got Scallywags Press are running storytelling and illustration sessions for small children. We've got Belinda Kirk, the British explorer, who's running two workshops on how to build your own survival shelter in the woodlands, which I think is fantastic. Active Essex are doing family drop-in sessions. We've got a team of young techie girls called the Essex D-Mets who are based in Southend, Basildon and Chelmsford. They're going to be doing coding sessions using fauna and flowers from the wall garden. We're urging people to recycle our brochures and plant 500 acorns, which will then be planted around. They'll be able to take home and plant across Essex. We've got a poetry tree. We're going to get people to write poems and then hang them on the leaves. Woodland walks, meditation walks, we've got a storytelling yurt with four of the best storytellers in East Anglia. They're going to be setting up camp. And running alongside these things, we've also got, this is very relevant for you, we're holding a youth summit, a climate change youth summit after the festival, and we're running EcoCast podcast workshops for young people to learn how to make their own podcasts, and then we're going to be presenting a series of them at our youth summit on the 11th of September. So that's a great thing to learn how to do.
And it sounds like, you know, I think people, especially now and this year, are just going to be super happy to get out and kind of do stuff again and not be stuck at home.
Well, that's the idea. I mean, it's a very large site, and obviously we'll be socially distancing. We're going to continue to take that very seriously. But most of it's outside, and we just want to see lots of excited, smiling faces.
It sounds like you've thought of everything. It sounds like it's going to be amazing. So if somebody's listening right now and they are desperate to find out more, what website can they go to bagsy some tickets?
Our website is essexbookfestival.org.uk. We're updating all the time, so there'll be more than I've said. And as I say, the venue's free to enter, free car parking. You don't get stung anywhere. And it's the postcode, the address is Cressing Temple Barns, Cressing Braintree, CM778PD. It's a wonderful place, even if you just went to the barns themselves, to be honest.
Well, it sounds like you've really thought of everything, and it feels like it's going to be quite an amazing time. So, Ros, thank you so much for sharing that with us, and best of luck for the festival.
Thank you so much, Bex.
I had such a good time chatting to Ros, so thank you so much to her, and thank you to you for listening, because that is pretty much it for today. We've given you some stuff to do, and now it's your turn to do it. Remember, there's loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to anytime you like. If you're after more suggestions, just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you fancy. Whatever you do, and however you do it, tell us at funkidslive.com/activityquest. And remember to rate, review, and follow this podcast wherever it is you're listening to it. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say, play Fun Kids, every weekday from 4 p.m. Next week, we're going to be counting butterflies, playing football, and we'll have another summer challenge. It'll be a busy one. See you then!
The Space Programme is a Baffled Gab production for the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. You can listen to Fun Kids all day on your DAB digital radio, on your smart speaker by saying play Fun Kids, and on the free Fun Kids mobile app. You can also listen online and play loads of games, quizzes, as well as find out the latest news at funkidslive.com.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.